Walmart isn't evil. The desire that Walmart feeds, that's evil. An insatiable need for things, many useful, many superfluous, all providing joy to a mind that clings to a belief that more is better. Yeah, more is better. Acquisition becomes purpose. The material replaces the spiritual, and a purchasing rush releases endorphins or serotonin or dopamine or something from somewhere deep inside the brain. Haven't you felt it? It begins with the thought of buying, to feel the pride of ownership of something we did not create, acquired by a medium of exchange we struggle to accumulate. And again, more is better, because the more of it we have, the more we can buy. And we're better to maximize our purchasing power than in a building that beckons like a mythic castle, full of so much potential, so much pleasure. Aisle after aisle, loaded with treasure. Any of it we can have. It can be ours. We can scoop it up and into a steel cart, as long as we're willing to pay the price to have one, or two, or three, or four, or more of this, or that, or these, or those. And as we roll into the parking lot to load our bounty into our latest vehicle, the rush is total. What a high. And it gets even better when we're home and unwrapping these presents to ourselves. Why does this make me feel good? Why does this give me satisfaction? Why do I enjoy these moments so damn much that, like a junkie, I can't wait until the next hit? Yes, my control of things gives me pleasure, even when those very things are in control of me. Insatiability is only a good trait when it's the quest for knowledge. An insatiable desire for possessions is instead an insidious evil that envelops the soul and drives the mind to believe this mantra: more is better. More is better. More is better. More is better. No, it's not.